Good morning. Good morning, guys. Doing good.
Hey, Coach. Yeah, the big story last night, we don't know why the SEC decided to release it. You know, we're in the fourth week of the season, and, you know, can we not enjoy just talking about this year? But now, you know, the schedule's come out. Did you see the Arkansas schedule by chance?
I did. I'm like you. I mean, I don't know why I'm fourth. Why do you do that now?
Yeah.
Let's worry about this season right here.
Yes. Yes. I don't get it. And the one that stands out to me is LSU September 23rd, Houston.
I know. I just, of course, I'm just locked in. And LSU always being on Thanksgiving at the end of the year and either being in Little Rock or going to Baton Rouge. But, you know, I guess I'm old school.
What's crazy is that we play Florida International on November 18th. It's the next to last game of the year, and then we play Missouri. So there's not much value in that FIU game on November 18th. You know, you'd rather have that game as maybe in between, to, you know, during your tough conference season, or maybe starting off to get some reps in, but not the next to last game.
It's the worst time ever to jump out of a conference, and you're talking about just it's so hard, you know, get a team ready, and it really needs to be at the front, or, you know, like you say, you know, that's very, very tough. Well, you have it at the end of the year. Just to me, it's just for this.
This
it
sort
is what it is.
It's just you're sort of useless there.
I don't know why we're talking about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me throw this. I'll throw this out to you. I'll throw it out to Roger and RJ. Justin Moore is out on the West Coast, so I'm not sure what time he might join us this morning. But I mentioned earlier, Florida is a place, Houston, that we are 0-5 at. And how many times did you coach in Gainesville?
At Arkansas, I didn't.
You never did?
At
you beat them. I remember you beat Tebow. That was a great Tebow speech game, wasn't it?
Wow. Yeah, that's where he did. That's right. That speech is on the wall somewhere.
Yeah. You know, I had his dad in here at the Touchdown Club the Monday after that. And, boy, everybody was roasting him for giving that speech. And, you know, look at him give this speech. And then he won the national championship after that.
Yeah.
So here we go. The Razorbacks are 0-5 at the Gators' home field with an average loss margin of 23 points. Obviously not a great – they've been tough for us. There's only one other place in the SEC we have not won a game. Does anybody want to guess which place it is?
Got it.
Take a shot.
Tennessee.
Roger says Tennessee.
I was going to say Tennessee as well.
Houston, what do you got? Well, you want to take a shot at it?
You're talking about the history.
Yeah.
This is
Arkansas has never won a game. There's two SEC stadiums where Arkansas has never won a game. One is obviously Ben Hill Griffin Stadium in Gainesville. What is the other one?
Athens.
No, that's a good guess, but Bobby Petrino won, I think, his last year there. This is why I hate going to this place. It's a relative. It's a new one. It's Missouri. We have not beaten those suckers in Missouri. We're 0-5, I think, or 0-3, whatever. We never beat. We outplay them. We're up by 21. We just seem to. I don't know what the deal is, Houston, but we just always struggle with them. We beat them last year, of course, but that's why I hate going to Columbia. Well, give us your thoughts about Bobby Petrino and Missouri State, the matchup this past week.
Well, you know, Roger really, you know, he hit the question last week. You know, how do you get a team? How do you keep them focused? How do you get them, you know, stay ready? And that's what we're talking about when you just roll out your helmets. You know, when you assume, hey, we're going to beat these guys. And all of a sudden, the ball's on the ground. You turn it over. And, you know, Bobby's been working on this game since way back last year. And he can draw up some plays. And but, you know, again, there's nothing greater than winning. And then you can go in there Sunday. Coach Pittman can go in there Sunday and say, try to tag you now. And so we're going to learn from this one, and then he can get on them a little bit harder, and then what a perfect week.
Yeah.
Perfect week
yeah.
for that test.
Good point.
Now, the most important thing is you got the most important thing, and that's the W.
Right.
But to me, it shouldn't be too much celebration because it should have been handled much earlier. But, hey, it's always good to win, but now you can come back, get on them hard, and get ready for a great week right here in Jerry Jones' world.
Let's talk about the good and the bad before we get to A&M. Obviously, the good is that, you know, Arkansas, you know, has you know, explosive, you know, players that, you know, at the tailback position, at quarterback position, good running game, but we are dead last, Houston, dead last, 131 out of 131 teams in pass defense, giving up 350 yards a game, and we really hadn't played.
But if you listen to Jimbo, he says that, hey, look, it's just because they've been ahead in games.
Jimbo Fisher said that, but Jimbo must have not watched the film. These were not the, you know, mop-up yards, and so the concern there for Arkansas, obviously you lose Jalen Catalan for the year. You got Miles Slusher coming back this week, but thoughts on those two things, Houston?
Yeah, that's the one thing that's going to stand out. And Barry Odom, you know, he'll come up and say he's got to do a great job of mixing things up and trying to keep everything in front. And to me, what turnovers are the key. If you can go get that ball and win the turnover battle, and I like Sanders now on defense.
Yeah.
And
oh yeah, stud.
Find a way to keep him in the mix, and he can rush, and he can cover, and he can tackle. He can do all the. He's a real difference maker. So you just got to find ways. You know, you lose Catalan, you lose some players back in the back end, but it makes it difficult. But you got to mix up some zones, some different type pressures, and when you do bring pressure, kind of hold your breath a little bit because. You're hoping you get home in that backfield.
But you know what, Houston? What's crazy is that when we're playing zone, we're still getting burned. And so my thought initially, I was like, "Hey, listen, let's just drop back 7 or 8 and just, you know, make them dink and dunk it." But they were still being successful. So I thought, "Well, crap! If that's the case, let's go ahead and let's push him. Let's make him get rid of the ball early." And we are number one in the nation in sacks. So we're dead last in giving up yardage passing. Number one in the nation in sacks.
Right. Hey. And that's where you got to me, really, that game plan by Coach Odom is like what you're saying is, you know, I hate giving a quarterback time, especially good ones. Give them time, they're going to complete them. But, hey, if you're in zone, you know, get deep as the deepest. Coach Bulls was always so
that's
big.
Right,
get deeper as the deepest, you know. but you're right. You know, hey, one of our strengths is rushing and blitzing. And so, hey, we got to get home.
So, A&M, we're going down to Jerry's World, as you mentioned. You know, you're very young A&M team. You got, I think, 11 freshmen and sophomore that are starting. A lot of new faces on defense. They did not look great offensively against Miami. And, you know, you look on paper, even though A&M, I think, Roger, they're still favored, right, by 2.5. Yeah. I mean, we look on paper to be the better team.
Absolutely. You know, when you watch these teams, I've seen every game they play. And I just think Arkansas is better. Now, you got to go make it happen. But you like the offensive line of Arkansas better, and when they play the way they're supposed to play, that pile, they ought to be able to push the pile. And, you know, with K.J. Jefferson, more experience, taking care of the ball, you got Sanders in the backfield, but you just feel like it almost, you know, I know the crowd, it would be, it, to me, it's almost like a home game anyway because you're going to have at least half.
Right.
And I just think, Arkansas is better, and you got to go prove it.
Coach, you know, I, not to ask you to even think about second-guessing coaches and why somebody does something like that, but as a fan, why did we not see Hornsby in the game?
Malik?
The backup quarterback.
Why did we not see him in the game of some kind? Was it to save him for the A&M game or what? Or is there just nothing but gadget plays for him other than playing quarterback?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I'm not at practice. I don't know, Rod. Good question. But a guy like that with speed, you know, you think he'd be there. I don't know about saving. Forget about saving.
Right.
Yeah.
He's fresh. He's real fresh. So you get your ball in the hands of playmakers. Now, if he's not trustable with the ball, I don't know. I don't see him every day at practice. You got to be trustable with the ball. You got to protect it. But we know one thing.
Okay.
We know we can run.
That's right.
And we want guys with speed, with the ball in their hand, that will take care of it.
You know what? You're right. We don't get to see practice. So whenever we hear any coach say, man, they had a great practice, well, you might be lying to us because we don't get to see practice. How does he have a great practice and it not be in the game? So, you know, I'm just wondering about that. And only because the way some kids are these days, that because he came, you know, because he was in the portal, we're just, as a fan, we're sitting there going, well, dadgummit, is there something going on?
Yeah, they promised him.
Does he go back to the portal again?
Yeah.
Are we going to see that sort of thing?
What'd you say?
Oh, yeah. Or,
Yeah, because you're right. They promised him that, you know, hey, we'll get you a receiver. And really, he's the fastest guy, one of the fastest guys on the team. He needs to be on the field somewhere.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't know if it's because if all we have is trickery because we haven't used him enough. Yeah. Did they just go, all right, abandon everything else? We got to readjust everything and stick with the A team here.
I don't know. I know. I just know he can be breathtaking, and I love watching him run with the ball now.
Yeah, but listen, he sure did.
It might like be a spot for him. Yeah. Maybe it'll happen this week.
I hope so. And how about seeing that number 5 running as fast as he did? Not as tall and stretching, but it sure did. If you squint your eyes and you look at that number 5 running, it sure does bring back good memories.
It does. He runs hard and runs good. And,
yeah, man.
I'm excited about him.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you got Dominique Johnson coming back probably this week. A.J. Green, you got 3 really good running backs. But, yeah, I mean, he's 3rd in the nation in rushing, Houston. I mean, he's really been impressive. Got good speed for a guy that big. By the way, one of your biggest fans hated to bring this to your attention, but Houston, you did coach in Gainesville one game. 2004. Yeah, you played him in 2004. You guys got beat 45-30. And you play Chris Leak.
That's why I forgot it.
Yeah. Listen.
I do remember that. That's right. That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, Chris Leak, apparently, I don't remember the game either. I mean, you coached many of them, but he apparently had a career high. And I guess Chris Leak, if that was in 2004, they come back and win the national championship. Well, was that the year they won the national? No. Chris Leak was on the national championship team, if I'm not mistaken. But. I don't know because he and Tebow were on the team together when they won a national championship. But there you go, Houston. You never know. Somebody's always out there listening. And
I like that. I like good information.
What do you think in terms, real quick, before we let you go? What do you think nationally? Obviously, it looks, you know, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, cream of the crop again.
I tell you, David, if y'all hadn't seen Georgia, I watched Georgia. I've seen them all year. Man, they are impressive, and I'm talking about for a team that loses that many draft picks,
yes.
Come back defense the way they play defense, and this Brock Bowers, if you hadn't seen,
I know,
play,
it's unstoppable.
God, he's a special guy, man. And Stetson Bennett is a guy that I go to the airport sometime, and I see the Georgia fans would come up to me last year, and they'd complain about Stetson Bennett. We got to get better than Stetson Bennett. And all this game does is win. I know he's not 6'4", but he wins.
Yeah.
And he takes care of the ball and distributes the right way, and he's faster than you think, you know. He makes first downs.
Yeah, their offense is better. You know, and their defense statistically is ahead of what they were last year, which is crazy. One other thing I want to ask you about, it came out yesterday with Texas and Oklahoma coming to the SEC, the AD for Oklahoma State. And the end up being a little bit later in the day, the AD for OU said the Bedlam series is over. After, you know, they've been playing since 1904, played 112 years. Of course, you're coached at Oklahoma State. How disappointing is that to hear?
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous to stop that. I mean, it goes way, 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 way back, as you said, way back 1900. I mean, I don't understand that. You know, when you give away games like that's been a tradition and been there. But, hey. Good luck, Oklahoma. I can't wait. I know they're a good program. I've seen it, tradition. I watched Barry Switzer, and I watched it all the way through. But let me tell you, they're in for that grind. I'm talking about not just one set. I'm talking about back-to-back-to-back. Go to Arkansas, LSU, Alabama,
Ole Miss,
Florida, back-to-back-to-back.
Yeah, you know, this is all about money. This whole thing is all about money. That's why these are going away. That's why conference realignment. And it is, you're right, Houston, it's going to be a different animal. Somebody's got to lose. I mean, there could be good programs that lose. Somebody's got to lose somewhere. Yeah. But we do appreciate Reed's Metal sponsoring your call each week. I'll tell you, people have been telling me, Roger, I don't know about you, but they go, man, every time we hear that, because, you know, Sully recycled your, you know, we've been speech, talking about last week, your speech. Yeah. I've had more people come out and say, man, I could listen to that every day.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate Sully doing that.
Yeah.
I appreciate him always bringing that stuff. He goes in his library, he brings it out, you know.
That's right.
Just like tight. Just like the Blake Anderson deal, man, it was real. That's touching, boy.
Oh boy! For those who, I'm glad you brought that up. For those who have not seen that, I retweeted it yesterday. Yeah. Go back. Yeah. It's about a 6-minute video, and it's Blake Anderson talking into the camera, talking about mental health. They're going to dedicate this game, Utah State, to mental health, and he starts documenting what's happened to him and his family over the last 3 years. And of course, you know, it started with losing his wife, and then his dad, and then his brother, and then of course his son committed suicide. And it is, by the time he gets to it, it is so heavy. But so impactful. Yeah. So if you haven't seen it, it's like Job, man. It's like, what else? But he said, you know, when my son committed suicide, I didn't know. He didn't have any indication. Wow. Didn't show any indications that he was struggling. He never seemed unhappy. Yeah, that's a heavy deal. But I really appreciate him doing that. I think, you know, again, getting that message out is important, Houston, you know.
Holy cow.
That's exactly right. Golly, that was heartfelt.
Well, hopefully, Houston, when we talk to you next week, the Razorbacks will be undefeated, getting ready to take on number one Alabama or number two Alabama in Fayetteville, CBS game at 2:30, lot on the line.
Yeah. Got to be a good one. Yeah. Now, wait, are we not going to talk about Sidney Moncrief for a second?
Yeah, go ahead. What's your thoughts? Obviously, you grew up around Sidney. Not too far younger than Sidney. What's your remembrance of Sidney?
Okay. Here it is. Never seen a guy that worked so hard and could jump so high and had the privilege to guard him and Ron Brewer in practice. Got to play for Eddie Sutton, the triplets, Marvin Bell, Sidney Moncrief, Ron Brewer, Jim Count, all these great guys. But I tell you what, there's nobody that worked harder than Sidney Moncrief. But let it be known, though, Tom, just remind him now, David. He did get beat by Little Rock Central. Okay. When he was at Hall High School,
yes.
He got beat. And we beat him. But now he'd always remind me, he says, you know, I was going to transfer to Central. I was thinking about it. And you'd be on the bench. I said, no, wait a minute. He said, wait a minute, Sidney, you're missing something. I was the point guard. Go ask Robert Griffin. Go ask Larry Bax and Charles Killer. I gave them the ball. You want me on the court. Let's put Robert Farrell on the bench.
Don't get Robert Farrell.
That is good.
So he was what? Was he 2 years older than you, or two or three? What was it?
One grade.
Only one grade. Okay.
Wow. So good.
Listen, I remember seeing.
It's hard to believe we're both going to be 60. I'm going to be 65 in 20 by 20 days.
Jeez.
Wow.
Hard to believe. But Sidney, he was phenomenal.
I remember seeing. I don't know if you've seen the video, Raj. Walt Coleman steps in the studio now. Walt, you obviously remember. I remember seeing you do the behind the back passing and all that kind of stuff for your 1 year playing with Eddie the Houston. You were sort of a Maravich kind of guy, right?
I love Pete Maravich. Sure did.
We'll get Sidney in here. I remember Sidney told the story also, Roger, about didn't he. Was it Sidney who sat up in the stands and watched the state championship over at Barton? And I forget, it was one of the other triplets that he was watching.
Was it Brewer?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I can't remember.
He's going to be going up there to play with
him. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Some good memories there.
Yeah, great
teams back then.
Ooh.
Yeah, they were.
Hall
and Shaw.
Well, Houston,
Northside.
We'll tell Sidney that you said he was the hardest worker out there.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. No doubt about it.
Thanks, Houston. Appreciate you, buddy. Have a good one. All right. Houston Nutt.